Damn, Philip.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is one you haven't seen in a long time. I told you it's hot AVN summer, and we fucking mean it. So there's going to be a lot of AVNs just spilled on you for no reason. Like, what the fuck is this, Grim? Because there's so many what the fuck... Dude, seriously, game log story, whatever that site is, there's just so many of these things. I can't keep up. So we'll be throwing them at you. So this one here is Monster College. You've seen it, but you ain't seen it in a while. So we're going to continue. And I told you I liked Monster College. So even though it has a lackluster ending, according to what Annie said, I still want to give it a try and, you know, just go through it because I might like parts of it. All right, so he sent me in pretty blind, but he must have had his reasons. I trust him. He's always taking good care of me. For me, it's kind of like being reborn. Everything's brand new. Everything means something different than I thought. And all these folks are so unique. I really hope I can settle in quickly. It also has this new pink... Like, I don't remember this in the old version. But they added all that. Huh. I got this weird, overwhelming hunger. Must be the transformation.
Must be this pink stuff makes me think of cotton candy.
Guess my metabolism's changed a bit. Well, I don't think I can get rid of that stuff either.
That's probably in the...
No, there's no way to get rid of it. There's not an option to minimize that. On my way here, I saw signs for a cafeteria. Think I'll pop over there. Yeah, it's perfect. A chill place where I can meet new people and shoot the breeze with a friendly, chubby manager. Boy? Boy? Oh, hold on, I gotta read. Boy? Boy? You listening to me? Me? Yeah, sure, Omar. What were you saying? That we don't have set hours here.
What?
Sure, sounds great.
That's racist. Why do they always make the alligator a black man?
The alligator, well, I'm thinking of Leatherhead from the Ninja Turtles. I guarantee.
They didn't call him Omar.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Omar, do you remember Jump Rope? But what about Hopscotch? Gonna go shoot some AIDS?
Like you work that much night and day? Of course not. I have a private life. What do you think? When I'm not here, my brother's handles the joint. Other alligators? No, my brothers are tiny, cute, cuddly koalas.
And why black people?
Of course they're alligators too.
You notice, American Dad, the koala's a black guy too.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a homeless black guy found in. There's a whole theme song for it too, and it is hilarious.
You newbies are always so spaced out. Sorry about that. I'm saying it for your own good, dude. You better wake up fast if you don't want to get eaten. And always keep your belly full. Is that a metaphor about knowledge? No, it's what you gotta do. If you transform when you're hungry, you might end up eating your roommate.
With a name like Omar, I ain't giving out knowledge.
Especially if you're under the influence of some drug or have drunk too much.
Said I pity the fool.
Has that happened before? Yeah, I see. Better keep you well fed, considering many students are nocturnal. That's why we're always open.
No.
So what'll it be? Steak or burger?
Steak.
Well, damn!
Man, I want that cafeteria.
You'd be right at home. Damn! Never thought I'd crave a huge, practically raw steak this much. Nor did I even imagine finding so much pleasure in feeding. At this point, I'm even afraid of getting fat. Do werewolves get fat? I doubt it. I've never seen a fat werewolf. Neither have I. Now that I think about it, I've never seen another werewolf. I mean, apart from my dad. Oh. In his older pictures, he was quite fit. Though over the years, he's gained a lot of weight and lost a lot of hair. Huh? Excuse me. Is this seat taken? Oh! Yes, sure, it's not taken. Finally, another human being without horns, tails, or tentacles. And she's a knockout, too. I don't think I've ever seen you around. Ah, sorry, let me introduce myself. I'm Rachel Orlock. Nice to meet you. Oh, she's definitely a vampire. The pleasure is all mine, Rachel. I'm Grim Wellwood. You know what I think this is? An adult version of Monster High. What it feels like. What it feels like. It's called Monster College instead of Monster High, so it makes sense.
Well, yeah, they couldn't
call it Monster High.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Fucking Monster High.
I am Grim Wellwood. I wonder if those actually had innuendo, though. The Monster High cartoons?
I don't know.
They might have. And somebody's like, well, this is what they really wanted to do, and they just made Monster College. Sniff, So, Grim the Werewolf, you new here? How you know I'm a werewolf? Your smell.
Me, some Monster High Wednesday doll. $35.
Oh, they're high.
Yeah.
I know. I was working in toys. I know how much they are. Those toys are ridiculous. Your musk is unmistakable. Damn, and I thought I used enough deodorant. Aha. It's funny that they have her in that Wednesday show for kids.
Yeah.
And she did full-on sex scenes and everything before that.
Really?
And X. Did you see X?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. She's in there. Jenna Ortega doing full-on nude.
Pearl's the only one I've seen.
Oh, so yeah. X is the best one.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah,
one.
X is the best one. You're really new, huh? The smell of you werewolves is really unmistakable. No amount of deodorant could cover it up. For me, it's X, Maxine, and then Pearl. I don't like Pearl as much. Your sense of smell isn't
Pearl
that sharp.
Then X, then Maxine.
Yes, that's the real
order.
The order it should be in, yeah. Yet it should be even more developed than mine. Huh, no, I don't think so. Come on, I'll test you. Test your smell on me. Huh, what do you mean? Come on, tell me what I smell like. Dead meat, like rotten meat? Corpse? I mean, she's a vampire.
Smell like pussy to me.
Rachel came straight to me to meet me. She didn't hesitate for a second. Her attentive eyes scanned me from head to toe. Her upright and elegant posture shows a certain confidence in what she does and what she wants. And now, thanks to my new powers, I can perceive a scent I'd never smelled before. Pussy. It's the scent of sex. Look, I said it. The question is, who are you projecting this desire towards, Rachel? Towards me or someone else? What do you really want from me, Rachel? So, Grim, come on, don't keep me in suspense. What do I smell like? Smell like pussy. I smell like pussy? Oh gosh, how embarrassing. Guess I better go take a shower then. Sorry, I gotta go. Let's do that again. I don't smell, I'm honest, I don't smell anything, Rachel. Oh, what a pity. Maybe your transformation had some issues. Maybe your senses aren't fully developed yet.
See what the first one said.
But you'll see. You'll soon get the hang of all your powers. I believe in you, Grim, The truth is, us vampires don't have a distinctive smell like you werewolves. You're a vampire? I would have never guessed. Huh? Don't I look like a vampire? Oh, except for the fangs, I wouldn't have guessed just by looking. It's because of my style, isn't it? Well, I mean, she looks like she's ready to go to a pride parade.
Send her back. Send her back.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Get a tan. Get a tan.
You vampires, I imagine you, different? Here's the thing, Grim. We're in the 21st century. I'm sick of the gothic dark style that my people traditionally use. I'm trying to add some color to my life. Well, it's fine to add some color, but it's another to look like a damn rainbow.
You know what's going on nowadays? Oh, watch over some videos. Oh my gosh, they've ruined the rainbow for me.
I mean, what's wrong with dressing like a rainbow? Don't you think it's wrong to have my own style?
I agree with you.
I agree with you. You're young, beautiful, and cheerful. The gothic look just isn't you. You're right to carry on this little personal rebellion. Thanks, Grim. I really need the solidarity of others. Even if this clothing thing is small, it's still important to me. If we can't change the little things, how do we think we can change the big ones? You're right, Rachel. Your family must be proud of you, or your boyfriend must be proud of you.
Boyfriend must be proud of you.
Boyfriend must be proud of you. Boyfriend? This is an ABN. I don't have a boyfriend. I wish. I rejoice. Wow, I would have never guessed. Sir, it's an ABN. Of course they don't have boyfriends.
You're always open for business.
You're such a pretty girl. I bet you have a long list of suitors. No, I wouldn't say so. You're a very nice and cheerful girl. I'm sure you have many qualities. You're very kind to say that. I do like her smile. Maybe I have some qualities. Unfortunately, I'm more known for my flaws. Aw, come on. Don't put yourself down like that. Well, she's good at sucking, we know that. It's just that I can be very distracted, careless, messy, and maybe a bit naive, too. I think it's wrong to judge a person by the order of their room. Eh? How do you know my room is messy? Rachel is indeed a bit naive, but that makes her quite adorable. The point is that people should be seen for what they have inside. For their feelings, for their heart. And you, Rachel, seem like you have a really big heart. And killer legs. You're very kind, Grim. People usually only appreciate my legs, my appearance, not what I have inside. You're different from others. Aha, right. Tell me something about yourself. Are you dating someone? No, I'm not. Oh, what a shame. You're such a cute and nice guy. It's weird you're still single. Terrible liar. As clear as day that you're thrilled about. So if you're not taken. Well, don't get me wrong, but we could spend some time together. Just to help you get to know our world better. I help you fit in better at college. Wouldn't mind getting between your legs, Rachel. You know, besides good food, the cafeteria also serves decent cocktails. We could grab a drink together one day. What do you say? It's a good idea. Sure. Awesome. Dang, it's gotten so late. I have class soon. Darn, it's too late to eat now. Oh, shoot. I have to hold out a few hours on an empty stomach. I better go. I'll be late again. Okay, I won't keep you, Rachel. You go on and explore the campus. I suggest you check out the library. They say there are ancient and valuable books. They say? Well, yeah. I don't read much, you know. But you seem like a smart guy. Don't know. Aha, I get it, Rachel. See ya. Catch you later, Grim. That's an ass. Okay, what do we got next? My dad was right about vampire ladies. Damn sexy. Can't get that Rachel out of my head. Sure, he could have warned me about Miss Felvia. Or about some huge gator dude. Actually, though, if he had to warn me about everything, maybe there'd be too much to tell. Gotta watch how I move. Ouch! What the hell? Hey, idiot! The hell are you? Where the hell are you looking when you walk? Hey, watch your mouth. Another werewolf, huh? I don't know who you are, newbie, but I'm Alex, and if you don't get lost from this basketball court right now, I'm gonna kick your ass. This guy's a real troublemaker. I'm not gonna bend to him. Listen, punk, I met many a troublemakers like you. You're all bark and no bite. You don't scare me. My name is Grim, and I'm not afraid to tell you to fuck off. You really got some nerve talking to me like that. Me, of all people. No. Or maybe you're just stupid. Ugh. No, I know what you are. You're a fucking dickhead. On this campus, the other werewolves respect me. Got it? I'm the alpha here. Did you say something? There was a buzzing of a really annoying little bug, you know? What, you making fun of me, newbie? You don't understand your place, huh? You know I could rip your head off with one hand, right? And you know you really pissed me off? Ouch! You bastard! You don't know what you've done! Actually, I know exactly what I've done. I slammed a sack full of shit to the ground. What the fuck you think you are? You don't know who I am. Just a pathetic little blusterer, that's what you are. You're someone who needs a good lesson. Luckily, I'm here just for that. I'll be magnanimous, though. I intend to just give you a black eye. Arrogant son of a bitch. I'll beat you so bad that even that whore of your mother won't recognize you. Don't you ever talk about my mother again, you piece of shit! Get ready to taste my claws! Enough! Both of you, stop it! Or I'll have to take serious measures. Black dress, piercing gaze, stunning body.
This is what I expected
from a vampire. Professor Dragomira! I'm sorry, it's not what it looks like. We were just playing, you know, a wolf thing, haha. You get it, right? I don't want to witness these pathetic displays of machismo, Fell Shield. Understood? Absolutely, you're right, you're right. I offer you my most sincere apologies. What the hell's going on? Who is this? She completely wiped the swagger off Alex. Usually guys like him, they act tough even with teachers. But in front of this woman, he's acting like a scared kitten. I'm waiting for your apologies too, Mr. Wellwood. Wellwood? My apologies? I didn't start the fire. Wasn't me who started it. I'm not gonna apologize for something I didn't do. So you're not claws out? Well, no. I mean, yes, but just to defend myself. Defend yourself from what? You think you can fend off Mr. Felshield's ignorance with claws? You don't need claws for that, just knowledge and self-control. You're right, I shouldn't have reacted aggressively. I apologize, but Alex insulted my mom, and I saw red. Your mom, huh? And you think your mom would have wanted to see this, Wellwood? She's pressing her breasts against me. It's a way to subdue me. Or to seduce me. What's going on? Where are your claws now? I'm completely paralyzed. She knows I can't do or say anything.
Paralyzing kids?
Anything what? I do would backfire. She's got magic boots. I'll be keeping an eye on you, Grim. Know that I don't like wolves. I never have. There was a time when you were our playthings. I loved hunting your kind. It was back when civilization was just about to start, and I was already there. You know, Grim, that I wouldn't mind if those times came back. It's been centuries since I last had proper fun. You're free to choose who to be, Wellwood, but I advise you for your own good to make the right choice. Hunting season could reopen at any moment. Good. I see you have nothing more to say. That's how I like it. I wish you a pleasant stay. What the hell were you thinking? You're totally nuts. Hey, are you listening to me? Dragomira, huh? What a woman. What? Forget her, idiot. The bloodsucker wiped out entire clans of our people back in the day. And from what you've seen yourself, she doesn't hide her desire to do it again. Surely those are exaggerations, which she supports to maintain her power status. Hey, did you hear what I just said? Dragomira is off limits. Shut your trap, Alex. I met the sexiest professor on campus, who, as her first action, chose to press her huge and perfect boobs against me. Oh yeah? So what? What does that mean? Lots of things, Alex. Lots of good things. Rachel suggested I check out the library. A quiet place is just what I need to distract myself. No yelling, no running, no littering, no smoking, no drinking, no eating. No obscene acts. Obscene acts. Yes, Grim. A lot of students use this piece of this sacred place to copulate with their partners. Copulate? Yes, copulate. Maybe that's a term you kids aren't familiar with. It means fucking. Fucking. Did I get that right? Yeah, fucking, sure. You gotta forgive me, Grim, but it's been ages since I've been outside these walls. I'm not really up to date on a lot of things. I barely managed to use your electronic interaction device. Electronic interaction devices. Oh, you mean cell phones and computers? Exactly. That's what I said. Sure. Anyway, no, Miss Olga, I would never desecrate this sacred place by hooking up with someone here. I'm glad to hear that. You can copulate somewhere else if you want, but not here. I totally agree. This is a temple of culture. Right, no screwing around here. Exactly. Masturbation is also banned. I'd rather not find traces of your seed on my precious books. No masturbating, got it. So, no masturbating in the library, no fucking in the library. Man, not a whole lot you can do in the library. You can come here anytime you want. You have millions of volumes at your disposal. Some tomes are quite ancient and are only found here. For this reason, I ask you to always be very careful when moving between the shelves. Don't worry, Miss Olga. Can I call you Olga? No. You are a student and I'm the head of the library. We need to maintain a formal distance. It's important. Sure, forgive me. Anyway, I'll make sure to give my utmost attention to all the texts I'll consult over the years. Good. I hope so for you. Am I really talking to a rag doll? Never thought I'd say this about a doll. Somehow, though, I find her quite attractive. You seem like a good kid, Grim. The fact that you decided to visit the library on the very day of your arrival makes me think you're also an excellent student.
I bet it feels like fucking a burlap sack, though.
Pretty much. That's... The other students, they spend their time drinking, partying, and copulating. You seem different. You seem genuinely interested in culture. Is that right? I'm not like the others, or I'm not that different. No, Professor, I'm afraid you're mistaken. I'm not that different from the other students. You like to drink, party, and copulate too? Well, I'd be lying if I said otherwise. Oh. But I also love culture and ancient texts. I see. No, Grimnet, you can't always have it all. If you spend your time smoking and drinking and copulating. And copulating, of course. You might never achieve a real goal. Culture, knowledge, that's the real luxury. Vaginal, oral, and anal sex are nothing compared to the pleasure of a good read.
Read, man, know my favorite ways to do it.
Sure, Professor, sure. Very good. Glad you get it. Well, I'm going to prepare the text you'll need for the upcoming lessons. You can pick up everything directly tomorrow. Perfect, thank you. Feel free to stay as long as you like, Grim. There's a lot to see here. Yes, miss. See you soon, Grim. Copulating. Hee hee. Professor Olga seems nice, too. A ragdoll. I wonder if she has... Ah, what am I thinking? Anyway. Who's that girl on the ladder? She's got funny braids, but some killer curves. She's kind of in a sketchy position. She's trying to reach some books on the other shelf, but she'll never make it from there. Got a bad feeling. She's leaning out too far. What goof. Help! Crap, I knew it. She's falling. Gotcha. Are you hurt? You saved me. You saved my life. I don't know how to thank you, I don't think I've seen you around here before. Oh, she's a Gorgon. Are you new here, my hero? Yeah, I'm Grim. I just got here. Today's my first day. I'm Lily Ann. Lily to my friends. Nice to meet you, Grim. The pleasure's all mine, Lily. The pleasure of touching your soft thigh, see he. Your first day and you're already a hero. Yeah. Modestly saving damsels in distress is a hobby of mine. You're funny too, huh? Welcome to Silverleaf University, Grim.
I feel like when he modeled her, he could have lowered her forehead a little bit.
Well, I think that's just the model itself sometimes. I don't know. Also, models change when the game, as the game develops, you'll see models change. That always happens.
Okay.
Thanks, Lily. It's a pleasure. That's because the technology and the budget gets higher. What the? Ah! Snakes! Snakes in the hair!
Hang in there.
Help! They're harmless. Don't worry. Put me down. Come on, let's talk. Sorry, Grim. Didn't mean to scare you. Sorry yourself. I'm not used to seeing a... Gorgon? Yep. You guessed from the color of my eyes, huh? Oh, it's obviously the snakes in your hair. The snake hair. But they're not snakes in her hair. Her hair is snakes. Yep, just from that. Ha ha. Gorgons are a really powerful and ancient species, you know? Lily sat on the table, trying to look strong and casual. Obviously, this isn't the only game we've played with Gorgons. But she's touching her ear a lot, a sign of nervousness. I wonder if she's making... if it's me making her uneasy. Why, though? Is she into me? Despite the snakes, I find her pretty attractive, too. I see. So that story about Perseus and Medusa. Medusa was a great aunt of mine, one of the first Gorgons in history. A real piece of work. So it's not a myth, it all really happened? Let's just say that often history and myth over the centuries tend to blur. That is true. They say Medusa had a fling with Neptune. But Neptune doesn't exist? Or at least I don't think he does. So what really happened? Who can say? It's a story of deceit and jealousy thousands of years old. I think there are a lot of contradictions in the myth. For example, Medusa had two sisters, Steno and Euryale. See? You guys know all about Euryale from the other game we play, Euryale's Gambit. They were Gorgons too. The myth says that Athena, out of jealousy, turned Medusa into a Gorgon. And her sisters, did she turn them too just out of solidarity? Doesn't make sense, does it? No, not really. Maybe more simply, Medusa and her sisters were already Gorgons. Who knows? And then the myth says that before becoming a Gorgon, Medusa was a gorgeous woman. Why? Do you think a Gorgon can't be gorgeous? Well, I can't vouch for your great aunt, but you certainly are. Thanks, Grim. You're a gem. Looks like I'm gonna be on the Gorgon path. Anyway, enough about me. How's your first day going, Grim? Soon as we meet the robot girl. Or the what, a night girl? There's gotta be. Have you met anyone else who's caught your eye? I met Alex the werewolf, Dragomir the vampires, Velvia the secretary, Lenny the slime, Olga the librarian, Oliver my roommate, and Rachel the rainbow girl.
Rachel the rainbow girl is the one
that's the vampire. And Dragomir, of course, is the vampire. Velvia, I like Velvia the most. She's the succubus. But there's also... Can we just go through them? Can we pick any of them? Rachel, a rainbow-looking vampress. Do you know her? Yeah, sure, everyone knows her. From your tone, it doesn't seem like you like her much. She's really pretty and seems nice, too, don't you think? Pretty? Yeah. Everyone drooling over these vampiruses. When you wear miniskirts where every step shows your panties, well, every woman looks pretty. Oh, I sense some jealousy. Cut it out. Gotta be honest, Grim, I don't like that girl. She thinks she's the prettiest on campus and chases after every guy she meets. She's just very friendly. Is that what we call them now? She's a slut. She's frivolous, intrusive, naive. Wow, what an out-of-control jealousy display. No one hates women more than other women. And she disrespects her own people, too. Why? Haven't you seen her? Our rebel style is an affront to the vampire community. Well, even though I barely know her, I think Rachel has every right to dress as she prefers. It's not that simple, Grim. Your actions and ideas could totally tank the whole vampire community's rep. Gotcha. I'd steer clear of being friends with her, Grim. Enough already, I'd rather not talk about her anymore. Anyone else interesting? I met... Lenny the Slime? Some guy named Lenny. Lenny? Never heard of him. Oh right, he's new too, just enrolled. Yeah, I see, is he cute? He's kinda... I don't know how to describe him. I wouldn't judge, but I don't think he's your type. I see. Anyone else interesting? I met... Miss Velvia, the succubus from the office. Oh, I hate that woman. She's a man-eater. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's a succubus.
Yeah, I've noticed she's kind of into me. Grim, I know she's very attractive, but you gotta watch out for her. I'm not kidding when I say she's a man-eater. Literally? Yep. That demoness was sentenced by the Monster Council to work as a bureaucrat in this college because she ate several men in the past. You got it. I'll be careful. Anyone else interesting? I met...
See, be careful who your favorites are, they just might eat you.
Professor Dragomira. She's really, impressive. Ah, the fearsome history teacher. What can you tell me about her? Well, you can actually read about her in your people's history books. Oh, you might not like what you read. I don't even know why they let her teach. She was a heartless murderer. I see. And don't fall for her charm. Too late. People like you, she considers trash. Got it. Anyone else interesting? I met another werewolf, a guy named Alex. He seemed like a real jerk. Huh? A jerk, you say? Maybe, but he's pretty cute. A cute jerk is still a jerk. Oh, are you jealous, Grim? No way, how can I be jealous of a jerk like that? Hee hee. Don't worry, Grim, you're way cuter. Oh, thanks. Aha. Alex is the college alpha. Guess you'll be joining his pack, the Lupus Lambda. That guy in alpha? Tch, I'll never be a part of his pack. Anyone else interesting? I met the librarian, Olga. Ah, I love Madame Olga. What's she like? Anything I should know about her? I could talk about her for hours, Grim. But I'll leave the pleasure of discovery to you. Well, definitely some interesting folks around. What about me? What'd you think of me? Most interesting or a good girl? I'm saying good girl. Yeah. You're a good girl, Lily. Ah. Thanks, Grim. I'm glad you think so. She seems a bit disappointed. You can't just bang everybody. Guess she was hoping for something more.
Ask Lily out of Phillips. She thinks so.
Sorry, Lily, but I better go. I'm supposed to meet the president soon. I've been told to expect her call. I was making sure what
Bonnie president... Blue. She would say you could fuck everybody.
Better not keep her waiting, then. Here's my number. Oh, thanks. And I'll catch you later. See ya, Grim. For some odd reason, that Phil Collins song just popped in my head. Don't you lose my number.
I was thinking... My body lies over the ocean.
I didn't know he sung that one.
No, it's just a song because I was thinking of Bonnie Blue and then the ocean's an ocean of jizz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see ya. Whore. See ya, Lily.
Loose whore. Yeah, that car looks nice now, but it lost half its value once it went off the lot. Kind of like a whore.
This place seriously feels like a maze. I can't find any directions to the president's office. At this rate, I'll be late to the meeting. What a great first impression I'm gonna make. What the? What's going on? What the heck is this supposed to be? Looks like one of those magic portals from video games. I'm curious, what's gonna come out of it? An ogre? An elf? An elephant? Or why not? Maybe an elemental woman made of blue fire. What the fuck? I was right. What even were the odds of me guessing that? Grim Wellwood? Yeah, that's me. President Sharp wants to see you. Yeah, I know, but how do I get to her office? Follow me. Through the portal? Yes. I have to follow you into that magic portal. Yes. I'd rather walk. You know, I'm a sporty guy. Gotta log some miles every day to stay fit and... You can't. I can't. No. Can I ask why? The president's office is located in a pocket dimension that can't be accessed by conventional means of travel. Oh, of course. Silly me to ask that question. Indeed. Come now. Fine, I'll follow you. Do I have to step in the portal? Come on, what am I waiting for? What could possibly happen to me after all? Just a magic portal, after all. If it had been a mystical portal, I might have been scared, but a magic portal? No way. Help! I made it. It lasted just a moment, but... Dang, my stomach's all messed up. This dimensional travel really did a number on me. That must be the president. Looks human, or well, humanoid. She's just a bit... pale? Staring at people is rude. Don't you think, Mr. Wellwood? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect you, President Sharp. No worries. Have a seat. First time using dimensional travel. Did you have any trouble with it? No, no trouble, but it sure was something. A weird fire creature led me here, and it looked exactly like I was thinking of. Ah, Sentia. That's my familiar spirit. She manages the portal. The Sentia takes the form of whatever you're thinking about when she appears to you. What if I had thought of a mole man? A mole man would have led you to me. And if I had thought, I don't know... A naked woman? A naked woman would have led you to me. I wonder what he said to my mother. Don't do that, Grim. It would only upset you. Sure, I'd never do that. It was just a hypothetical. You know, Grim, you really look just like Arthur. It's uncanny. You knew my father?
Arthur was an aardvark.
Your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. I've had the honor or burden of teaching various members of your family. Another long-lived creature. Your mother, too. I see. The Wellwood clan is one of the oldest in America. Did you know that, Grim? I had a hunch. My dad looks really proud of it all. You're not? I wouldn't know. I don't know. I've been a wolf for less than a day. I'm still getting used to all this. You'll get the hang of it soon. The Wellwoods always do great. About my mother? A truly wonderful spirit. I'm very sorry for your loss. I offer you my deepest condolences. Thank you, I appreciate it a lot. Seems like she dodged the question. Better not push it. Tell me, Grim, what are your first impressions? What do you think of Silverleaf? I'm impressed. I'm pleasantly surprised. It seems like a welcoming and interesting place. The people I've met are not bad at all. Thank you. We always try to make things better. Your father wrote me all about you. You were studying psychology, right? Yes. It sucks that I had to leave those studies. You don't necessarily have to quit. You can continue them here. Professor Wundt will be thrilled to welcome you to his course. Wundt? Wilhelm Wundt? The founder of psychology as an academic discipline? That's him. Don't worry, he's kept up to date over the years. Wow, dang. It's really something. I don't know what to say. Remember one important thing, Grim. Our community is super tight-knit. We help each other out. Your good is the good of us all. If you're happy to be here, so am I. Your happiness is our greatest satisfaction. Sounds like a commercial tagline. I know I was being sarcastic. Oh, sorry, I didn't laugh. My face has a limited number of nerve endings. I see. Speaking of which, about my werewolf skills. My dad said that college would help me better control the wolf. There are courses for that, too. Taking them will make you a master of your new body. The wolf inside you is an extraordinary creature capable of great things. You need to feed it to let it live up to its potential. Remember, if it's doing well, you're doing well. Feed it? You mean, like, culturally, or... Fresh meat. Hunting and killing is ideal. Oh, you're joking, the nerve endings of your face. I'm not joking, Grim. Ah. Obviously, I'm talking about wild animals. The college borders one of the largest woods in the state. Wild animals, obviously. Obviously, the definition of wild animal is up for interpretation. What do you mean? A wild animal could also be someone who has wronged you. Get it? Oh. Ah. So? Just kidding. Ah, obviously. The wolf needs to live like a wolf. That's all. In return, it will give you great powers. Make sure, Grim. Always help your peers and study to become a better person. I will. Now I'll let you go, Grim. I've already taken up too much of your time. I guess you have a lot to do. Yeah, I better get going. Essentia! Whoa! See you soon, Grim. See you soon, Miss Sharp. Thanks for everything. End of chapter 1. Alright, guys. So, we finished the first chapter of Monster College. What do you think? Do you like it? Is that something you want to continue? Do we need to go and finish Lust Academy first? What are we doing here? Let me know. Yes, there's an air conditioner. I can't do nothing about it. I'm not freaking gonna burn up in here.
There's a heat wave over here.
It's real bad, guys. When we're talking hundreds, we mean hundreds. So, all right.
Well, the heat advisory had a warning out on the way.
Yeah, it's hot. So, all right, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more whatever I decide to do. Not sure yet. Do you guys like this? We'll do more of this. If not, we might do Race of Life. If not, we'll do Between Two Worlds. If not that, we'll do something else. Like, you guys get to pick. I even got Cybernetic Seduction if you guys want to see how that turns out. And there's also Lust Academy. There's a lot of shit we're doing, so you gotta let me know what the hell do y'all
Lust
want.
Lust Academy. Academy sounds right up my street.
Lust Academy, it's alright. But alright, I'm out. Oh, we're also doing Mutant College at some point, too. But alright, I'm out for now.